promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Summer Heatwave Jogger.
Mr. Summer Heatwave Jogger.
It's 100 degrees and you're outside running. For you, Mr. Summer Heatwave Jogger, hitting triple digits means showing off your six-pack abs and your room temperature IQ.
A heat stroke of genius.
5K, 10K, DOA.
End up like Jim Fix, yeah.
So the next time you're sitting in your air-conditioned car and see a man scamper along sizzling in the sun wearing sweat-soaked shorts, pay homage to this muggy day marathoner, Mr. Summer Heatwave Jogger, a real American hero.
Mr. Summer Heatwave Jogger.
You know, it's not the heat, it's the stupidity.
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, November 15th, a day after Kara's birthday.
Woo!
Which I didn't know shit about.
I told you, I campaigned for my birthday. I had like a countdown to my birthday.
Yeah.
You don't love me.
But you didn't make a big deal of it on Friday.
You don't even love me.
So how old are you, Kara?
I don't want to talk about that part.
No?
No.
Oh, you're getting to that age where you won't reveal it anymore.
That age. No, I'm in my last year of my 20s. I'm 29, everybody.
Congratulations.
Yeah, but that's okay. What's not a big
okay?
deal. It's okay. It's LA, so you need to be eternally like 15 all the time. So yeah. It's hard. It's a hard thing to, you know, to deal with here.
Yeah.
So yeah, I had a great birthday weekend. I was feeling the birthday love. The friends came out. They made a big deal over me, which I really expect them to. Or they're
cool.
Gonna be crossed off the list.
Uh huh.
Yeah, we went to the restaurant that I work at, and they like totally five star.
Oh, you went to that one?
Really? Yeah, they five starred us up. They got a champagne and like rounds of drinks, and then like.
So you got to see what it's like to be a
Oh yeah. It was very, very nice. I was like, this is nice. I like the way this is. But no, it was really, really good. And then everybody there was just so wonderful. And then we went to a really cool, fun place downtown LA and hung out with some more friends that met up. And I dressed up like, I thought we were going to a place called the Edison. I don't know if you guys have ever been there, but it's a place downtown Los Angeles that was an old warehouse that they've transformed into a Prohibition era type club lounge, and it's fabulous. If you haven't been there, go there, check it out. And people usually dress up a little bit more like your Prohibition kind of 40s, whatever. Is that 20s? I don't remember the history, whatever. That's what they look like. So I didn't really have that look going on, but I had like more of a drag queenish kind of circus du lait look, and I was like, well, I'm gonna work this. So I had like this red tutu that I actually wore for Thanksgiving, for Halloween, and I did it up, and then I bought these fake lashes that are all feathers, and then I got these like these jewels that you put on that you're supposed to put on cell phones, but I put them on my face. So I had this beaded like jewel thing around my
eye. So you went looking like you dressed for Halloween.
Yeah, apps. It was fabulous. And I went to this restaurant that I work at that's like much older kind of nursing home kind of clientele. And I'm like walking in there, strutting my bedazzled face stuff, having a blast. We had such a great time. But I did the next day. I took a photo because I looked toe up so bad because the jewels had to kind of fall off. The lashes were not there.
Yeah.
And it was just like I looked like somebody had, you know.
Now it's an expensive restaurant. Who paid for it? Your friends?
I hope they didn't take you
Dutch on your birthday.
No. They all took really good care of
That's nice.
It was really, really, really fun time. I had a great time with the peeps. And
really?
But the next day I looked like I just took a picture of my mugshot and I sent it to everyone and I was like, I had a great birthday, and I just looked haggard. I looked
straight up. Did you drink a lot?
I did, and I ate a lot too. I ate this about the amount of a human. I ate a whole human pretty much.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we all did. They you know, I had like my own boat of mashed potatoes. I was like, are you gonna eat all that shit? Let me take that. Let me get my that's so good, you know. So we did that. And yeah, I had fun. It was really good.
That's
it was really good. But thank you guys for your birthday love and everybody that sent me a little Facebook reminder that told you that was my birthday. I don't care. I'll take it anyway.
You see, that's the thing. I wasn't on Facebook. That's why I didn't know when your birthday was, because then I would have known.
You know what? I tell you, even though people are getting kind of a reminder that it's your birthday and you can go right on their wall, I love it. I still love it. I don't care that they didn't really know it was my birthday and I've never met them in my life. Right. I loved it.
I'm sure it's you like the attention.
I love attention. I mean,
yeah,
I'll take it any form.
We know that. Yeah,
I like it even. I like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if it's insincere, I'll take it. Love it. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Not in this fucking lifetime you won't.
I know. Just keeping the joke going. Get naked. Okay, so. Look at me. Woo!
So that's good. So
yeah, I met a cute guy too.
That's what I was gonna ask.
I did. I met a really sexy guy. Like,
Yeah.
Yeah, like tree trunk arm type kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Yeah. And what happened there?
We did the whole phone number exchange thing, and then this is the weird thing though. Then he's like, it's already over. The romance is over, people. it started off one night, a couple drinks on my birthday. I felt the arms a bit. They were really awesome. I'm not that shallow, but I did have a couple drinks. They were just feeling out what's going on there. Did the exchange with the phone. And the next day, it's like texting. And it's not like, hey, what's up? It's like trying to kind of connect and have conversation and paragraphs over texting.
Yeah,
I'm
why
like,
would you do that?
I stopped. I was like, you know, it's 3:00. I got to go live my life. Like, you know, I'm just not. I'm like, pick up a phone or dump.
Yeah, what's wrong with talking
on the
phone?
And I was asking a guy friend, I said, why do guys do this? He goes, well, if a guy's just texting, he's not really that. If he only wants text, he's really not that interested. And then I told him what the texts were. It wasn't sexting. It was just texting. He goes, why is he putting this much effort if he doesn't like you, though? Because all the texts were like, he was doing like all these Quentin Tarantino references and these long drawn out like things. Yeah. I'm like,
maybe
pick up a phone. But he
you.
Wasn't
yeah.
nervous that night. Let
okay,
me tell
well,
you.
Okay, well, maybe he was drinking that night. Who knows?
All I know is I don't get this. I don't get it. Like, it just, I think the texting thing either enables passive guys to have a foot in, or it makes guys that are not passive lazy. I don't know. Either way, we're not. The romance is done.
Okay.
But it was fun while it lasted.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm done.
Yeah. Well, I met a celebrity this past weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
Do you remember the group Men at Work?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I met the singer Colin Hay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We went. It was such a surprise. You know, this woman called me and she said, are you coming tomorrow night? And I said, to what? You know, and she said, I sent you an invitation. So I said, no, I never got it. So she sent it again. And she has a guest list, and I'm included there with my picture and everything. Nobody bothered to tell me, you know. So I took my wife, and we went down there. We met at a restaurant in Westwood, and we met some really cool people.
Oh, did you?
I don't know if you remember, but we interviewed on the phone this woman once that was talking about, like, rejuvenation and slowing down the aging process.
Yeah, we've had a lot of it.
And things like that.
Yeah.
This is that organization. I mean, these people are extremely fucking sophisticated.
Really?
They had some biotechnology people there. And
that stuff would stress me out.
Shit, yeah. But I guess she went with the people she knew, you know, so she brought some people from entertainment and from science and things like that.
Did it mesh well? Was it a good cross-section?
Yeah, it was pretty good. You know, I mean, the guy that runs it is a British guy with a beard. I mean, ZZ Top have nothing on this guy.
Really?
Yeah.
What are they trying to go for with that?
I don't know what it is.
It's like,
you know,
they
maybe they want to look weird.
They want to have something that succeeds, I guess, physically.
Yeah, well, I don't know what it is. But, you know, you see someone like that, you can't take him seriously. You know, it's... So I met Colin Hay, and that was pretty good because I'm a big fan of his. You know,
he's the one that does...
Down Under.
Down Under. I like that song.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly the way it goes.
Then she goes, he says, she looked at me, give me a Vegemite sandwich.
Yeah.
I love that part. That's
so
fun.
We'll see. So I want to invite him to the show. I didn't get a chance to invite him.
Good. Yeah, I love his song. It's actually on my iPod as one of the songs to run to.
Yeah. They've had a lot of songs, though.
But I like that one. Their biggest competitor on my iPod list is Africa by Toto.
I knew you would say that.
Because they're kind of
similar. I knew you would say that. Not only are they similar, they were out at the same time, and Africa knocked Down Under from first place on top 40.
Damn, you know your history, huh?
Yeah, I do.
But come
I read
on, that
a little
beat.
Bit on it.
Bum, 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 bum. Dun, 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 dun. You can't beat that.
No, you can't beat it.
I love that song.
Okay. Spare us the singing.
Anyway, whatever. Wednesday, you're coming out. Hollywood Improv. Everybody let me
know. Okay, I'll be there for sure.
17th. Love you. Continue.
Yeah, everybody come there because Kira is going to be there, right? At the Improv?
Yeah, do my thing. Come out. Let me know. Email me names.
Okay, we will.
Email me names.
All right. Well, we have special guests in the studio. First, we're going to welcome Carla Collins to the show. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
And you're busy with your phone, I see, texting and everything.
There's someone calling me. They want me to dress up as an elf and do something for dogs and shelters. So
really,
I'm
as
pretty
an
busy,
elf.
Guys, all right? Hey. I've got a lot of glamour going on.
Yeah.
As an
That's
elf?
Some important shit happening. So anyway, I'm already booked. Can't do the elf, even though I have the legs for it.
Can't do the elf?
No, can't do the elf.
Why?
Double booked. I'm doing the ultimate woman show at the same time.
Oh, awesome.
Which sounds like just, you know, maybe lesbians in an octagon, but
yeah.
I'll be at the
work it out.
But you're doing the men at work, and my favorite song of theirs is It's a Mistake.
Yeah, that's pretty good too.
Like that guy's voice.
Yeah.
It's an album cut of Men at Work, so it's just hard.
And it's cool, and then you hear him talk and the voice is very similar, you know, so and he's pretty funny,
really?
You know. He's if you ever watch the video, he's pretty wild and funny, you know.
Yeah.
So that was cool. And have you ever met any celebrities?
None.
None.
Well, I see Tony Danza. I think Tony Danza may be cloned.
Mm-hmm.
I actually live in Malibu, where he's more likely to fall from the sky than rain.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And we're on the same nail schedule.
Yeah.
Which is odd, isn't
really?
It? Yeah, we both go to Magic Nails.
Uh-huh.
And Tony, the last three times, has walked in at the same time as me. We
really?
Chat. He's lovely, yeah.
Oh, so you've talked to him and stuff?
I know Mr. Danza,
oh,
yes.
Really? Very
he's
nice.
Teach. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a sweetheart.
Isn't he getting into his own show now or something? I mean, he had one. He had a talk show on TV.
That's right, yeah. We're one of the, he had some kind of, you know, bit where it was called Extravadanza. That's all you need to know. He always uses his name, and even this, and I mean, now it's a reality show, and he goes back to Philadelphia and becomes a high school teacher.
Oh, really?
I think as long as he can play a character called Tony, he's cool. So.
Yeah, he's cool,
that's funny.
It works for him.
It's got to be his
name. He was Tony on Taxi and Tony on Who's the Boss.
Right.
He and Charlie Sheen have that little rider in
there
the contract.
There you go.
That's
love
true,
that.
Yeah.
I love it.
But I'm thinking Danza, like 40-60%. Less blowing hookers, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There you go.
You're probably right.
He's lovely.
Yeah.
He really is. He's like 60 years old. He's a boxer.
Really?
Yeah.
And he has lovely nails, clearly.
Wow.
I can't get like minute nails. Doing their nails. Get their nails done. What do we think about that? Just good hygiene or is it a little bit of femme?
You know, it's a little feminine, but I've done it a couple times. It does feel feminine, though.
Yeah.
But a lot of men do it. You
they
know,
do. They. I mean, they, you know, you're taking care of yourself. Just don't put any polish on. I don't even care if you're going for hipster or goth. I just and long nails on men. Ugh, that's part of my list of things that creep me out.
Yeah, really? No, long
can't
nails.
Do it. I don't care if you're a guitarist. Just get a pick, or if you even have the one Coke finger. You know, the little baby thing.
Yeah.
For the Coke. Just, isn't that funny, though?
Yeah.
I don't care if it's, you know, it's utilitarian. It's really creepy.
I know.
Nothing
like
says serial killer.
The pinky
more.
With a long fingernail on it.
Yeah, it looks really grody.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally nasty.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to have an uncle that worked with diamonds, and he had a finger.
I don't care.
A fingernail like that. I don't know how it was helping him, but, you know, it was really weird.
He sounds
know?
Like an interesting little dude.
I
he's like
know.
Working in diamonds. He's got a long fingernail for no reason.
There you go. Well, maybe it was to pick up the diamonds. That's what I'm thinking.
Probably.
You know? Yeah.
No, there's a skeeze factor to it. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, just, you don't.
There's something really skeezy about that whole, like, raggedy kind of like.
Like you're a wizard.
Yeah, yeah.
They're usually filthy, too. So
yeah,
I'd rather you Danza it up than show up with your long, grody.
So good for Danza. He's keeping it. He's keeping it fresh and clean. Now, is he married or anything like that? Do we know anything?
Yes, I believe so. He is married. Yeah. And you see, there's the. I'd say the holy triumvirate, and at least for me in Malibu, is Tony Danza, Dick Van Dyke, a lot of those, and Cindy Crawford.
Uh huh. Mm.
How's she looking? She's just still hot as hell.
She looks good. She looks really.
Except
good.
You know what? I saw her in the Enquirer, and she's got like a. you know, like a saggy stomach and stuff, you know.
Oh, God forbid. She was hot enough for so long. Who gives a shit? She's done her
time. No, she looks great. She does. She looks really good.
I'm telling you, they showed her in a swimsuit, and she didn't look that great.
Nobody's immortal, man. You know, there's a time when
kids.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah, kids and everything. Yeah, so.
I bet with her
saggy,
bad day.
Even with her saggy stomach, she's probably, like, hotter than 97% of people.
You think
people.
So?
Probably. I'm just going to say, even with, like, a little bit of... She's probably still looking pretty hot, you know what I'm saying?
See. Yeah, Sam, she was. Okay. Her stomach was covered.
Yeah.
It totally would have done her.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you're a comedian, right?
Allegedly, yes.
Okay, you're trying to be.
I'm trying
You're
to
trying
be,
to be funny.
Which is always, God, doesn't it work when you try to be funny, like anything else in life, just like dating?
Yeah. So when did you feel in your life that you were funny and you wanted to do that?
I'm thinking, like, I think I'm going to feel that in 2012.
Oh, so it hasn't happened yet.
No.
I see. Okay.
I don't know. I did a lot of television work in Canada, and I was working my first, I know, you're going to be really impressed. Don't get all nervous around me now, Kara,
okay,
when you hear this.
Okay, I won't.
Yeah.
I was on the Weather Network, the equivalent to your Weather Channel, and that's when someone said, why don't you go do comedy?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you shined as
there.
A weather person, and someone told you.
For sure.
You were the weather lady.
I was the weather lady.
How
it was my first
that?
Job.
How, was it fun? Did you enjoy it or no?
Yeah, it was okay. You know, it was a new channel in Canada at the time, so they were still kind of working out the bugs, and I think there were a lot of drugs going on in the control room. So there's a giant green screen, and there are a lot of mistakes that, you know, when it first got off the ground. And
That's
one time
really
I was just
funny.
Standing there, and instead of a map, it was just the word fog, but... Obviously, it was giant, so it's just, and I was covering the OG a bit, so it just looked like a filthy episode of Sesame Street. That's, and I had to just, you know, it was great for learning how to improvise. I had to talk for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's really
fun. Stuff, yeah.
You're like, yeah, so.
Childhood.
So you had to, like, to stand in front of the green screen and all that shit.
I love that.
Apparently, I could have walked away, but yeah, and it was live.
Yeah.
It was on a lot of live TV, so it was cool. Did it in French and in English.
Oh, my gosh, wow.
It's fun
So stuff. You're Canadian, right?
I am, yeah.
A French Canadian?
I actually, yes.
Really?
Half. Yeah, from Northern Ontario, though.
I see, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
because otherwise you're gonna think I was a stripper, right? It's a big export.
Yeah,
for us.
My thoughts were along that line.
Yeah.
Really, is it? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. No,
oh, Sam's had a lap dance by someone called Chantal or Monique. Oh, for sure.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
You know, I never got a lap dance. I wonder what it'd be like. You know.
Yeah. I've had one.
Yeah?
Yeah, from a woman called Milan.
Uh huh.
At the body shop.
Really?
Yeah, when I was dating my now second husband. Anyway, very busy. I've never been to a strip club, and I thought it'd be really cool
just to try it out.
And
yeah, many women are
sexy
curious
like the
about
movies,
that.
Though.
No,
yeah.
I was I worked at in makeup for a while, and this girl, she was like the kind of like tatted up, like her tongue was pierced, like no, her tongue was split, pierced, that whole thing, like that kind of crazy, you know, that kind of.
Yeah.
She was
well,
really.
What would she do?
She ended up. She's a really cool girl, but she was like, yeah, I was a stripper, and she's like, oh, this is how we do it. And the next thing I know, I didn't ask. The next thing I know, I'm shoved down in a chair and she's working it and she's like, I felt her butt bone on my leg. Like that's how invasive it was. And I remember thinking like, this isn't sexy for me. You know what I mean? Like this isn't my thing, you know?
Yeah. They really push like with the lap dance. Like first of all, it kind of looks like the Persian orgy scene in the 300, you know, when you walk in there. So it's not really, the men are kind of trollish. The women are way too made up, but I had the same thing. Milan said, you know, it's going to be really sexy. The two of you. And the worst part was, is so we, you know, you go past the ATMs, it's just filthy. You're both on like pull out, you know, stand up chairs, like, and she's chatting us up like a Vegas performer. And I'm already shaking like a chihuahua on meth. I, you know, it's my first strip club. I'm going right to the lap dance. And I thought, why is she, you know, I like your hair and where'd you get that shirt? I thought, it rubs the lotion on the skin. Mm-hmm. Like I wasn't prepared to make small talk with the peeler at the time.
Right.
And then the music, she was waiting for her tune. And she's like, you know, got a leg over, she's flexing, she's warming up. And then she was just like on my dude's package. You know, basically like a, you know, mustache on a porn star. She was, or like a bruise on a stripper.
Oh, man.
And then, but she grinded on my breasts. I think
really?
It's because, you know, they're Tom and Katie. They're not for real either, so...
Oh, she's like, oh...
People think they have license to, like, these
Tom
are fun.
Tom and Katie,
yeah.
I love.
Yeah.
Tom and Katie.
Yeah, women are free with squeezing other women's boobs, you
for
know?
For sure.
Yeah.
By the way, it really needs to be mentioned. I'm sure it has been several times on the show, but your breasts, woman, are...
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
They're pulling focus,
every
and I'm straight,
dream.
But I'm like, oh, God, yeah,
every
they're just...
Thank you very much.
And they look slightly angry.
And, yeah.
You know, that you might have, like, hate sex with them. Yeah, like, I want to get into an argument with them.
I don't want them to look, like, angry.
Oh, no, it's good. It's good.
It's angry.
Little, just that they're ready for a debate.
Listen, I rolled out of bed this morning, and it was one of those, like, you know, throw that shit together, smack it up, flip it, rub it down. Oh, no, but... I have you guys had this happen? You're walking, just trying to get that morning coffee because you can't move. And then somebody stops and says, hey, you like R&B? Listen to my CD. Have you had that happen?
No,
it's, never
it
happened.
It happened. Okay, this dude.
Were you walking to Universal City or on Hollywood Boulevard?
No, it's all L.A., girl. You know, just you step out of your house. Someone's going to sell you something. Like, here's some air. It's better than what you have. You're like, I'll take it.
It's bottled.
But no, right by Riverside and Fulton, this dude, he's, you know, like, hey, you want to hear my music? Now, previously, like a few months ago, he was out there doing this, and I mean I just wasn't up for it, and I felt bad because I understand being an artist, you know, you're really just pushing your stuff, but I was like, I can't do this right now. And he's like, oh, okay.
Was he a black man?
Yeah,
because you look like a black man's wet dream, you know that,
yeah,
right?
Oh, you're the ultimate. I've been told that.
Oh, yeah, because I mean, I'm a white woman, so I love dogs, you know, apparently vampires and big, beautiful black men. Uh-huh. But
like
I'm not their ideal.
I see.
I get old, you know, usually Jewish loud men.
But you're
that's
beautiful.
My target market.
You look very beautiful, classy, and shall I say, and I'm sure this isn't who you are, but it sounds like you've got like a trophy wife look about you.
Better than having a consolation wife look about
you. Yeah, no, but you've got like that, like, you know, like really pretty, like, you know, classy thing. I've got more like that, like, you know, yo girl. Hey, so he did this shit to me. This morning I walk up and I'm already feeling bad because the first time I ran into him, I was like, dude, don't stress. I can't get into it right now. And I did a little pat. He's like, what, are you touching me? I was like, yo, don't. I was like, yo, just.
I wasn't touching you, yo.
I was like, just relax. I said, didn't mean anything by it. He's like, that's okay. He's like, then he started, he's a little pissed that I got a touch in and then I didn't buy a CD. So today I ran into him and I was like, time to make up for the fact that, you know, I guess I harassed him. And
He was very upset about that. Yeah.
So I walk up and he's like, oh, you want to listen to some R&B? I said, I think we've already been through this, actually. He goes, oh, yeah, I remember you. I was like, yeah, I molested you last time. He's like, oh, girl. He's like, oh, you're working it out today. You got it all out. I said, what are you talking about, man? He's like, don't act like you don't know. I said, what? Because my, you know, I got my workout. These are workout clothes. I mean, I got my workout clothes.
But you're showing legs and boobs. It's all good.
Yeah.
And your hair has that JFL look. So that's good.
But yeah,
like that.
But men don't need a lot, like you said, boobs and ass.
Yeah, men just need a waist.
Yeah, we're very simple.
Yeah, you're right.
And straightforward. Oh, yeah. You know, you don't have to figure us out too much. You know.
So basically, I bought a CD, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I listen. He can really sing, and he's you know he's out there hustling.
Was it like $5-$7?
No, it was $10, girl.
What?
Yeah. Really? But it was more one of those like, you know what? He's got some hustle, and he really does have talent. You know, it's just it's not really tough.
You're an artist, that, you know, supporting a fellow artist.
Look, man, I'm trying to tell you. You know, I give to Buddy John off the 101 in Gower with no teeth. You know, just to give him a couple coins. I'm sure this dude's really peddling some. You know, he's got some really cool tunes, even though I probably won't listen to it. I'm not gonna lie.
You got something in exchange.
Like, you know, and he's cool. He's working his thing. But no, but last night another dude stepped up to me, a white guy. He's like, how many black guys hit on you all the time? I was like, what's going on with this? Like, I just don't think about it. I don't go home thinking like, oh my gosh, so 10 black guys totally hit on me today. Like, give me my numbers up. You know what I mean? I don't even think like the whole black thing.
I just think that there's like black guys hitting on you while black guys are hitting on you. That's how often I think it happens.
Yeah, maybe.
That's my guess.
It depends. There was one day.
But it works for them. I mean, they pick up some beautiful women.
Yeah, I've never really been, I mean, I definitely have black friends, and I went to a black church where, you know, there's a lot of really good-looking men. It's just I've never really had that chemistry.
Even black Jesus looks pretty good
in
black church.
Oh, let's be honest. Yeah. No, it's like there's a...
Never
no, I have awesome Ray Radar. Yeah. I know where the black men are located at all times. Like
really?
Like 2 at 3 o'clock
now, so you
and
like,
one in your green room.
You're really attracted to black men?
Yeah, I think they're gorgeous. I am. But my husband is called Tyrone Power Jr.,
mm-hmm.
So you're thinking when you're going to get set up with that guy that he's going to roll up in
he's
an Escalade wearing
black.
FUBU, right? He's not. He's black Irish, so.
Oh, he's black Irish?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it's a white dude called Tyrone Power Jr.
You're gonna hysterical.
Black
I know. So
funny.
I thought, yeah, of course I want to meet him. What? No, he's.
So how did you guys meet?
A mutual friend who is like this casting director brought him to my one-woman show.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I was waiting for my green card so I could only work on stage, limiting to stripping and doing comedy, and I took the one that didn't pay.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, when you hear like a one-woman show, ew, he's, you know, like, I'm going to be talking about Uncle Louie touched me, my first yeast infection, hey, girls. No, but my show's not like that at all.
Right.
I was doing like different characters, and it was just edgy, funny comedy. So he finally came because nobody really wants to. And
yeah, there's something about
the show,
the title. It's just, but yeah, if you show it up and show it out, that's
like
great.
You're just working up. I'm a woman with issues, and I'm going to work out this shit in front of you because there's no health care. That's what a one-woman show sounds like. I'm sorry. Like, there's a weird incident involving, as I said, Uncle Louie that, you know, you're still working through, and maybe one joke. But no, so he had fun, and he asked me out after the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty
cool.
Great. How long ago was that?
Not long. And then we were married within 7 months.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
So you're still newlywed, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so you guys have been married for 3 years now?
Yeah.
So what stage is it at right now, then 3 years? What does that make it? Is it still, like, kind of young and fresh, or does it feel like you've been together for a long time?
I don't know.
What's
a little bit
of both.
It's
a second marriage. Give her a break.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, we were actually, Paul's here. He's not saying anything, but, you know, Paul and I write comedy together, and we were talking that there's no bits on second husbands. Mm. You know, you never hear,
Right.
So the first joke we have is I'm in between husbands right now, my first and my third.
Right. Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm very good friends with my first husband, and literally we were, like, not even, you know, separated a year, and then again, Ty's like, we should get married for the green card. And we were in Vegas where there aren't any clocks or windows. So who knew we'd only been going out 6 months?
Yeah.
So, you know, it happened fast. But you don't hear that, like, and nobody says I'm on my first husband. Yeah. It's just your first husband and you have that really wonderful wedding where, like, doves are released and, you know, everybody's jockeying to be your bridesmaid. And then you have your second husband. You're like, whatever. Just driving through. I don't really give a rat's ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Some it's Elvis impersonator. Yeah. You don't even consummate it that
Less
night.
Less bullshit with the second one, you know.
Exactly, but there's an upside. There's less bullshit with the first.
Yeah, you know, because by then you both know what you want, what you don't want, you know, and you just try to avoid what you had with your first marriage, you know. How long were you married the first time?
I was married for almost 6 years.
Oh, really?
But he's a great guy. We are. We're still best friends.
Yeah, so you're into marriage for sure.
Apparently, yeah. I'm just like being married.
Yeah.
So that's that small window of opportunity for the black man. Or maybe a hot chick to get in.
Yeah,
I was gonna. I thought maybe I'll try chick. No time. It's always a very small window. But
So you never got a chance to try chicks then?
No, I didn't. I didn't. Really? I never have.
You can always make time for it. You know, it's
well.
Not like
if I had been at Kara's birthday because there was champagne involved.
Oh yeah.
I've kissed. I always, but I only kissed the girl in front of a guy.
Like, I see. Okay.
Yeah. So I know it's just being
sort of like a performance. At least you own it. You're like, this is for them.
I'm not. I mean, I
you
wish
like
I was.
You like guys too much. Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I wish it would be much easier, and I think I'd get more play if I liked the ladies, pretty sure. But
Women are kind of, you know, if you're a woman, I guess you can understand each other. It's just, I think it'd get boring. Like my friend and I.
Well, you don't have to do it all the time, but it's okay.
No, but it's kind of the concept of, like, you know, I mean, like we talked about earlier about, you know, same sex versus, you know, opposite sex. It's like we're coming from an opposite sex attraction. That's what's attractive.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't find like the same of anything is. It's just it's buddies, you know. That's the thing.
Yeah.
The classic Flintstones episode where Fred had to live with himself. It didn't go well.
No.
I always think about that now. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. So that's pretty. I noticed you have the Kabbalah red string on your wrist.
Yeah.
What's behind that?
I don't know.
What's the thinking?
I'm going to tell you that.
Do you go to the Kabbalah?
I do. I mean, I can't. I'm not a Kabbalist, but I have a friend in Toronto who's gay, and he said, "Oh my God, girl! When I first saw that red string, I thought it's like having a nipple out. Oh, does she even know? Does she know she's wearing that?"
Yeah.
I like to, you know, when you move to LA, it's good to join a gang. So I felt that
so you joined the gang here.
Kabbalists or Scientologists, and I'm like, that's too much crazy. Too much crazy. And, you know, I'm pretty influenced by Madonna, as you can tell by looking at me. So she was, you know, she took on her, like, Hebrew name, and she became Esther a few years ago.
Right.
When I got into it, I'm like, okay, I'll take on my Hebrew drag queen name. I'll be Yum Yum Kapoor or something, and that'll just help me ease my transition from Canada to...
Right.
I just like the basic philosophy of it. Right. Can't hurt.
Yeah, red string.
But you're not Jewish, right?
Or I'm not. No, I'm a lapsed Catholic.
It's
a Jew wannabe.
But it's amazing the appeal that it has to a lot of people, you know? But I know at the Kabbalah Center, they sort of like made it like contemporary where you can sort of like relate to all these ancient, you know, traditions and philosophies and so forth. And so when I was in Israel, I lived there for a year, like in 96. I went like the entire time I went to that, and I was really into it, you know, and I was really down in the, you know, during that time, my life was really in the pits and stuff. So that really picked me up and helped me like sort of like explain things. And
it
stuff,
does. You
know?
Yeah.
So, you know, but then they started chasing me for money and shit like that.
Well, there's
then,
that part.
Yeah, that's when I decided enough is enough, you know.
Yeah.
I got what I needed from them, and I'm moving on, you know.
They tried to bill you for it later. Hey, all that recovery. Hey, listen, it's in the mail.
Yeah. But that's the thing is that when I look at it, it doesn't look like much different from Scientology, you know? I mean, it's the same thing. You know, they've got their little cult.
Well, there's no aliens involved and stuff.
No, that's true. There's no aliens. It's a little more, more based in reality. But at the same time, I think, you know, when you look from the outside, it looks like it, you know.
I think actually there's a great comic who had a joke I heard saying that Kabbalah is Hebrew for Scientology.
That's funny.
So that's, you know, I actually hosted a night at the Kabbalah Center and I made these jokes and I dug that they were cool about it. I don't think if you were doing Scientology and you did a solid 10 minutes of jokes on what's the deal, John Travolta? No, I don't think they would.
They wouldn't go for
that. The thing is that, Sam, I'm a white middle class Catholic, and we just have no identity. So I think we're constantly shape shifting.
Agree. I'm not Catholic or
we're vanillas. A vanilla, we're constantly looking for
something. We're looking and trying to steal other people's culture.
We are
trying to put our own spin on it.
Yeah, and we morph into whomever we're trying to impress. That's why, like in the clubs, you're like, "Well, hey, Ray, Ray, how you doing?
Yeah,
my nizzle. You know, it's just pathetic and trying to throw down and
No, I totally get you on that one. Yeah.
So is it keeping away the evil spirits for you? The red
so
string?
Far.
Yeah.
It's the evil eye. It's people who are jealous.
Right.
And who
and
wish
people
you
that
wrong.
Say, yeah, that say bad things about you and things like that.
Aren't they going to just Wonder do that Woman. Anyway? Does it really block them for feeling that?
It is. It's an evil eye cock blocker.
I love it.
That's what it is.
It's just so you can't,
You know, but I have everything going on. Like, there's, you know, whatever I think is going to protect or help me, some Buddhism, a little bit of, you know.
Yeah. You'll take whatever you can.
Anything. Yeah. When I meet my maker, I'll be like, what is it? What's it going to be, biatch? Because I got it all. So it turns out, what are you? Oh, fantastic.
I like it. It's like a little sample platter. You got it
going
you
are
on.
Covered,
again,
you know?
A vanilla. Just whatever. Who do you want me to be? Ironically, we're like $5 tie hookers, but, you know.
There you go.
White.
Working out.
Exactly.
So 3 years in, do you have any kids?
No
kids.
Just dogs.
Mm-hmm. They're good, too. They're good, too. They work better in L.A., too.
Oh, yeah, and that's the white woman's soulmate.
Yeah.
I'm very dependent on my dogs.
Really?
It's crazy, crazy love. Crazy. In fact, Buster, who's on the book, he's on the back cover, and so he passed away before. Mm-hmm. Still have to put aside 2 hours a day just to weep. But I'm dealing with it fine. I wear his dog tag around my neck. I got my first tattoo of his paw.
Uh-huh.
I believe me, like, I just like
that's my
than any man. I mean, it was just the end of the world for me, but Buster was a black lab Bouvier, so he had big honking paw, and for your first tat, like, kind of covered my entire rib cage, so my husband had it shrunken, and then it was different colors, and I'm like, oh, I love how that looks, but it looks like a cat on Pride Day. It totally looks like a gay cat. But I know it's Buster.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very.
Aw, now did you replace him?
Well, I had two other I'm into rescue dogs from Bark Avenue, actually, in downtown L.A. So we adopted a puppy 2 weeks before, and we didn't know Buster was sick. I have a miniature pincher chihuahua called Dr. Zira.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
She's adorable. She's a bit of a dick, though. And then Miles is the puppy who, and he was with Buster when he died, and I like to think that, you know, Buster. A little bit of him went into Miles
there
type
you
of
go.
Thing.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
That's what I tell
that
myself. I'm
thing.
Like you. Just lie to me. I don't... Whatever.
Yeah.
Another thing about women. Just
make
tell me
believe.
What exactly.
No,
not
I,
bogged down by facts. I don't like that to slow
I
me
hear
down.
You. The people, though, I mean, you seem pretty still grounded. I have an issue with people that really love pets more than humans.
And dress them up?
And it's one thing to do it on your own time, but take them in public. Take them in public, and then, like, your dog comes to try to bite me, and you get pissed off at me.
Yep.
Like, that's stuff that makes me want to, like, I just want to put them in a collar and walk them around.
Well, why do people say I'm his mommy? I've never... First of all, that's not... That makes me a bitch. Very hairy. What the... Now you're not his mom. Jesus.
No.
And the way they talk to them, too. I mean, the way people talk to their dogs sometimes, it's just like...
No, it's on your watch, it's fine, whatever. You know, you have whatever relationship that you're not getting in real life, you need to get through your dog. That's cool, whatever.
Don't judge.
Look, I'm not. We've all got our stuff. But when I'm out in public and we're walking and I'm just walking on the sidewalk made for humans and your dog has to stop to come up to smell me, and I love dogs. Most of the time I'm into it. But sometimes it's like there's no awareness that, you know, it's like your dog is now a priority over me, and I've seen some weird stuff go down like that. I'm like, are you delusional right now?
So, Sam, important safety tip: when walking down the street and Kara's there,
right?
Fine if you're selling a CD. If you've got some hip hop in your back pocket, you can go up and just get all up on her.
Come on,
that's a good idea.
You can be all up in her grill. I don't know where a grill would be located because I'm white, but
yeah,
I imagine.
But no.
But if you've got a dog, just keep walking.
Well, you
unless
know,
unless you've got a CD and you're a big, beautiful black man.
No, I'm telling you this though. It's not that I don't love dogs, because I'll get up in that dog's face. I had a dog French kiss me the other day on accident, and I did stress about it later, but it was still a good experience. It was. And the thing he came stress up, we had a moment, and then the tongue went in
that's
there.
That's all right.
There's
nothing wrong.
It's okay. I dealt with
dogs
it.
Do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So he snuck one in. But my point is sometimes it's the hey, can you move my dog's walking? Can you
yeah, no,
can
it's go, always the know. Owner.
It's the owner. It's not the dog. It's the owner.
Yeah.
It's just like babysitting in Los Angeles. I used to be people's babysitters, and the parents were a bigger issue. Like, I can handle your kids all day long. I can't handle you. I'm out. Peace.
That's the thing.
Yeah. I had a lady that was going through a divorce. She didn't want to be around her husband, so she'd like book me to come and babysit, and she would never leave.
Nice.
And she'd hang out with me, and then she'd get pissed off at how I like cut the sandwiches and stuff. I said, lady, I can't do this. Like, you're up in
she was
my
like a
grill.
Big bag of hate. Yeah.
Oh no, she's up in my grill. She wanted to, bond, and I'm like, look, I just, you know, I'm just trying to make a little extra cash. I'm like, you know,
she seriously, wanted to bond.
She did, and then I stopped babysitting, and I'd run into her, and she's like, the kids really miss you. The kids really miss you. I said, I think
the
you
kids,
miss me.
Yeah.
I think you miss me, and I think you need to work this out. So, I would avoid her until I saw her.
That is the issue with L.A. People just, you know, I know it costs money here, but go get a therapist or something. Because they work it out in every other, like, work it out in yoga. Mm-hmm. Like, I love me my yoga, but the bitches are like, this is my spot in yoga? Really?
Really?
It's yoga.
Doesn't that defeat the purpose of we're all just trying to, you know, and it looks like a Starbucks, like they've opened up their own small business. You know, they've got their yoga mat and the kids, you know, pictures of their kids and everything. They've got their own little square
That's
of the
funny.
Floor. What? You can't own real estate in a yoga class? Yeah, I'm always here in class. I guess you're new because this is where I am. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. I
back off.
I got a side job at this really nice restaurant in Miracle Mile area. And I was my first day to work. I've only been there for like 3 weeks. And the first day to work is Saturday brunch, and there wasn't a manager on. So, you know, I screwed the whole thing up. Actually, I didn't screw the whole thing up, but it was going down in flames, and I made it way worse. Mm-hmm. So there was a reservation for a specific table that I was supposed to save for somebody. We got really, really busy, and I didn't look at the books. Anyway, I put somebody at the wrong table. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this rotund man shows up, and he's staring at me, like, huge man with his wife.
You're getting between him and his brunch?
Oh, not even his brunch. It's a table. It's like he wanted to eat the table. He said, what are you doing? I said, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Like, they have the table now. My bad. You know, like, we got other tables. And he's like, what part of this is my table? Don't you understand? I'm not even lying. He
is
served,
that what he said?
No, it gets worse. He freaking handed my ass on a platter. He served it up hot. He said, I said, oh, I'm so sorry. I'll take full responsibility. Let me get you a manager. I said, I've only been here,
10 minutes.
Yeah, like this is, as I'm new, this is my first time to do this. It was an oversight. He goes, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? How hard is it? You've been here 3 weeks. You can't save a table. You don't know how to save a table. And I'm like, ha 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 ha.
Yeah, he doesn't have a chemical imbalance. He's fine.
No, but I mean, I'm telling
totally
you, there's
just fucking spoiled.
There's
man.
Some psychotic people out there. You get in any kind of like service industry, you get to see this like nutty, entitled. Like, I'm like,
very
why are all
entitled.
The pissed off people going to nice restaurants? I mean, I used to work at other restaurants where people were. I mean, you still had a couple assholes sprinkled in, but it was pretty, you know, it was pretty well mixed. This is kind of. But you know what I mean? They're all pissed.
There's a depression going on. People have a short fuse. They just do. Yeah.
He wanted to eat me.
I don't know.
Me.
When I'm hungry, I get kind of... I was the same way yesterday.
Yeah, but you just
I can tell
down.
You're looking at me. I was like, oh, boy, blood sugar went down and bitchiness went...
Yeah, I know. When I'm hungry, I get like
yeah,
that,
Yeah, but
too.
No, it's not like... You would have just taken a table.
Oh, of course. I just wanted to get to the food. I'm
yeah,
not,
let's get to the
food
when
animal.
We got there. No,
yeah,
no, no.
Yeah, I was civil.
No, he wanted to eat me.
He's well, like, but in this case, we're saying it's not a good thing.
No,
so,
it wasn't.
Okay.
It wasn't, but it got served up hot and fresh. Uh-huh. It was bad. It was really bad. But yeah, people are nuts in the
short fuses here. Short fuses.
Yeah. Short fuses. Sure.
That's what happens when you work with people, especially in restaurants. You
oh
know,
my gosh.
People are like so finicky and shit. You know.
Dude, this guy went off on me.
Yeah.
Like,
and you can't go off on him. You know, that's the part where, you know, normally you'd kind of handle it the way you're gonna handle it, like the street.
Yeah.
Like when you go on the street,
just,
girl.
Like,
well,
your
you
weapon.
Wait till he leaves and then go outside and go fuck you. You know.
Yeah. No. yeah, that's smart, Sam. Like,
you don't waste
gonna...
the energy though either.
No, you don't. You don't.
Is it really worth it? Like, you know.
No, but I
you're
really
not gonna change him.
You really just stop and stare at it because I mean that's not a normal everyday thing that I encounter, or sometimes you do, but you're kind of going. you should be really ashamed of yourself. You're a grown-ass man, and mm-hmm. you're talking to a woman this way because you can't have your table. You know what I mean? Because
he's working on shit about his mother or
his ex-wife. I didn't abandon you. I didn't abandon you. I didn't reject you. I didn't not return your call. Mm-hmm. I didn't tell you you were ugly.
Yeah.
Anyway, yet. I feel better now.
Good.
Thank you.
So you have this radio show, so you're good.
Yeah, and I'm great.
Sam, you're like a Zen master. Yeah. You just seem like nothing rattles you. Like you're just... I mean, I still think you should read my book, Ancient Vampires and
Well, I was going to get into the book right now.
Let's do it.
And so Carla wrote a book called Angels, Vampires, and Douchebags. How do you define a douchebag? What's a douchebag?
I think we did. It's the dude who walks.
Oh, I see. That dude Thanks. Is a douchebag.
Well, douchebags, I mean, you know, you're wearing Ed Hardy. I have a whole thing of like you may be like I sort of paraphrase the Jeff Foxworthy, you may be a redneck if like you may be a douchebag, and it's not just one, like right. people wear sunglasses all the time and they're not Bono,
right?
No, or
even,
blind
even at
yeah.
night. Yeah,
yeah, that's
I know that really yeah. irritates
but,
me.
But that alone does not a douchebag make. I you know see. You might there's going to be a whole bunch of other like mm-hmm. there's passive aggressive douchebags. Mm-hmm. Carol, this is again typically the white woman, like when someone comes up to you and says, you know what, don't take this the wrong way, but mm-hmm. yeah. there's only one, it's gonna you're gonna take it up the ass. You yeah. gotta get yeah. out of that. You have to yeah. immediately flee that conversation.
Yeah.
You talked about the you know the prima douches. They're also like, you know, they're felony misdemeanor douches. Like there's something that are just, you know, they're mm-hmm. not as serious, but then, you know, then there's keying your car. That would be a misdemeanor douche. And mm-hmm. then like somebody's doing your wife or kicking a puppy. That's felony douchebag.
Yeah.
So, and just the word makes me laugh. And in fact, I wrote it, it's been a year ago now, but bully douchebags are the first chapter,
bully
which
douchebags.
Obviously a big problem right now. And, you know, especially in the gay community. So yeah, lean and mean. I put them in. I put bullies in with people who are ridiculous with diets and working out.
Oh, yeah. Lean and mean. That's funny.
Well, you know, because you got all the little actresses here.
Mm. Right.
And you really take up a lot of time in the restaurants, and it's just ridiculous because they're just. Yeah. Can you just tell me, is that salad dressing made with like virgin's tears and unicorn milk and the sperm of a centaur? If not, I can't.
Sounds
my
delicious.
Just what? And then just smoking a pack of American Spirit. It's like a carrot. It's yeah. totally natural. So those are douchebags. And vampires are anything trendy or seductive. Or
uh-huh.
You know, I mean, obviously the vamp.
Right.
Really, they're about to get replaced by zombies. But so they're seductive and they're sexy, but they ultimately might suck the life out of you or kill you.
Mm. I see. Okay.
So I've got like
celebrities. So there are people like that too.
Oh, yeah. There are a lot. And there's some like vampire douchebag hybrids.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Not good for the
So human. You like to notice like human nature and shit like that so you can analyze people and stuff.
And that's how I put it, human nature and shit like that. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, Sam, there are so many self-help books and The Secret and there's Oprah and we're doing like this is an others help book because I'm like, obviously we're awesome now. Look at us. We've been doing all kinds of work on ourselves.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. But what about all the other, you know, assholes. So this course, you know, the angels you want, like I try to sex up the angels. Because I had a friend say, I don't want to be any of those. Because sometimes you think of angels like Laura Ingalls or something on the prairie you know, somebody who jogs. Anybody who runs at 6 a.m. Those are just, those are annoying people.
Dillaries.
Mm.
Yeah, you know what? Well, you'd rather be touched by Roma Danley.
Yeah.
So
yeah, there you go.
If you had the two, I think. Unless you're going niche. But angels are, that could just be a long, that could be a warm bath,
Bottle Pinot.
It's just somebody who saves your ass or inspires you. Mm-hmm. Could be a one-off angel.
A one-off.
You know, they just come by and they go, you look great today. And that's an it. That's nice.
Yeah,
you feel good.
So when did you decide you wanted to write a book?
I was approached by a publisher. He published a lot of the he publishes a lot of the authors of The Secret and business books. And mm-hmm. it's a publisher out of Canada called Berman Books. And he said, you want to write a comedic motivational book.
And where did they find out about you?
I actually have a really, I know, world's tallest midget. I'm a big deal in Canada, Sam. People know me.
Yeah. I see.
People know me. I'm like the Ron.
They really know you.
Canada.
So why are you here?
Because I like not being known
you
and
want
struggling
people...
and living like a university student again.
I see. So
I
you want people
it.
To know you here too. That's the point.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
That's why I'm on your show right at this minute.
People
can't
get enough, you know. It's like you're famous in your own country, then you want the whole world to know about you, which is not a bad thing.
Well, you
want to
keep challenging yourself. You can be big fish, small pond, and I'm also here, quite frankly, for the weather. I won't lie to you. I'm a Northern Ontario gal, so this is great.
In Malibu, I mean, come on.
Yeah, come on. If you spend time in something called Sault Ste. Marie, which there's Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, you're gonna want to do a little time here. So yeah, you always want that bigger satellite or.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm kind of a gypsy too. I sort of dig living different places.
Really?
So, yeah.
What are some of the places you lived in?
I've lived in France and various places in Canada and now here. Like, because some people don't never want, you know, there's that comfort zone. I'm not saying I don't regret it.
They never leave the hometown. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
But, so I kind of like the adventure.
Yeah. That's cool. And when how many years have you been here?
I've been here since 2007.
Oh, okay.
Full time.
Okay. So you
met
your husband.
That's when we drove Buster from, I count it, when we drove Buster from Toronto to here, that's when people were like, well, she's not coming back.
Because
Buster's there. I've been married for a month, but still, she's not coming back.
There you go. Yeah.
So you got married back in Canada?
In Vegas.
In Vegas.
Yeah.
So that was after you moved here?
Yes.
I see. Okay.
Well, I was going back and forth, and then Ty and stuck around.
That's cool.
So how is he liking it out here? Or is he from here?
No, he's from here.
Oh,
he's,
perfect.
He's
a green card,
actually
awesome.
Was born here.
Great.
Yeah, he's an LA
Very
boy.
Unusual.
Okay, good.
His father, whom he never met, was Tyrone Power, who was a huge like matinee idol back in like the 50s.
Yeah, name sounds familiar. Yeah.
Kind of like it with the Errol Flynns and Cary Grant.
Oh, cool.
So he's from a great messed up Hollywood family. So
love it. That's
nothing
exciting.
I do shocks him, which is cool.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's really good.
So yeah, he's full on.
And what is he doing out here? Is he doing?
He's acting as well, acting and writing.
Oh, cool. Cool deal. That's a good combo. I always like hearing it. Like, you know, I don't know if you've experienced this or something. Like when you're, you're a comedic woman and there's many different sides to everyone. Sometimes I'll meet guys in a certain setting and they're like, oh, hey, what's going on? And they're seeing me in a certain setting, and I'm always thinking, like, they don't know how crazy this gets. They haven't seen me perform. They don't know that they don't know. And I can keep this going for a while and enjoy it, but they're eventually going to find out, and it's going to be interesting, you know? So it's kind of cool that, he met you in the, you doing your thing, and
exactly.
He's like, woo,
he loves it. Yeah.
I love that.
Because it is rare that the guys, he comes to every show.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Yeah,
awesome.
He really digs it, which is good. And I remember saying once, like, nothing I do faces you. And he's like, well, why would I have married you?
Yeah,
he's like human Xanax. He's just Zen like you, Sam. And I thought, of course nothing's throwing him, because look what he saw when he was younger. Like, I think Brando was his godfather. Like, he's some crazy, messed up repugnant shit going on. So he's good with it. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Good deal.
That's good. So who do you hang? I mean, do you guys hang out like celebrities and things like that, or just normal people?
Just normal people.
Ordinary people.
And then, just the odd near celebrity, like, I'm not afraid to throw down that Corey Feldman's a bud,
Oh, yeah?
I mean, I'd say any celebrities I know here are acquaintances.
Yeah.
I don't really know that any of my...
Yeah.
My best friend here was a big celebrity in New Zealand.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I'm just saying.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Excuse me.
That's good. That's good stuff.
Need the Heineken
it's okay.
Maneuver.
You don't need to know celebrities, It's not like they're that great, I think, It's just we're enamored and fascinated with them and stuff, but...
genuine, I have a little story in the book, because celebrities, again, falling under vampires, so some of my brushes, and of course I worked on, the Entertainment Tonight of Canada, so I'm really, almost anti-celebrity, when that's your job, Sam, and you had to interview them, and, what are you wearing?
Yeah.
Then
you're like, nothing to say.
You break into a rash when you think, I'm just not a sycophant, probably because of that, but... So I have my three stories that I was... I interviewed Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, and he hit on me.
How cool.
Oh, yeah,
I know.
Of course. How did that go?
As exclusive a club as Costco. Well, I have to tell you, I was staring at him, and he's got the long, beautiful hair, and he's got this tiny little ass and big pouty lips, and I'm like, I don't know if I want to do him or be him. I was almost slightly jealous. Like, how do you get that? And then there was Steven Seagal before he was really crazy, and The Sheriff, and he was opening up the Planet Hollywood in Toronto.
Uh-huh.
And I was standing on stage. I was like a little entertainment reporter for the news, and we went live to us. But I'm always in these hooker heels. Like, my foot's permanently arched like Barbie's. I don't know. I just want more height, because 6'5 isn't enough. And I tumbled off the stage, and he caught me.
Really?
That was cool.
Wow,
right. And
awesome.
He's dressed in one of his weird samurai
what
things.
A good little how was it? Was it good? Was it
Well, anytime a guy saves you, there's that superhero element. You're like, nipples are hard. So, and then Paul and I were at the movies a couple of years ago in Malibu. Cause again, Malibu, you're just tripping over them. You don't even notice them. And they're like flies, the celebrities at that point. And I don't know what movie we saw, but Adam Sandler was there.
Yeah.
And I think his wife was in the women's washroom. And so was I, because it had one of those, it looks like a little toddler size of Diet Coke.
Yeah.
And he banged in the door and screamed her name, which kind of startled me. And I sort of let out a little toot. Like, he was Marsha, or whatever. And I was like, poof. And I thought, whoa, that's embarrassing. So So my big celebrity thing is that, you know, I was hit on by a rock star and I was saved by an action hero and I farted in front of a comedian, and you just have to know how to roll with them.
Yeah.
You just have to know how to behave around them. So that's my, those are my three big celeb stories.
Yeah,
I love
you
it.
Spend time in the bathroom with a celebrity's wife.
Oh, is, yeah, for sure.
Adam Sandler.
And that
right?
happens a lot. You get the why. You know, you're going to, there's that bathroom bonding time. You guys don't know what goes on in there.
No, we don't.
I don't know what we have with jacuzzis and high-waisted midgets. We have everything in the women's bathroom.
Yeah. Well, we compare sizes in our bathroom. So.
Do you really?
Yeah, you
that
don't
involves you
that,
looking but... at someone, though, Sam. How do you do that subtly?
Yeah, I thought that guys always deny that they don't take a piss. Do you take
no,
a
piss? No, I'm kidding. Oh. I'm kidding. Anyway, everybody go out and get the book. Carla Collins, the book is Angels, Vampires, and Douchebags. And it sounds pretty cool. I mean, I'm going to read it. I love reading books, and this one seems funny enough. So,
laugh out loud.
Yeah.
I like it. You like Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble?
Sounds good. We'll go and get it. As long as Barnes & Noble still exists, we'll see how much longer
that's
going
to happen. Yeah, you really want to get in there before Christmas, if you don't mind. Otherwise, right to Amazon.
Yeah.
You know.
All right, Carla, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, girl.
You're a lot of fun.
Thanks for coming on here.
Did you say you're 6'5"?
Just with my hair and my heels. No,
oh,
I'm around 5'10".
I see. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Canadians,
you thought I was like
tall,
a circus
huh?
freak.
Mm. Yeah, you said 6'5 with heels. So,
mm-hmm.
You
Canadians
know.
Are tall.
Yeah,
Amazon's
it seems like it,
there.
Huh? Yeah, her roommate is like, wow,
her,
she's really
she
tall.
She's tall. Yeah, yeah. She's I know her roommate.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's tough with the tiny actors once you get here, because then you're just using them like loofahs. You don't know what
yeah.
to
yeah.
just petite. Men
yeah.
should never be petite, by the way.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You want to be a handsome woman, and you don't want to be a petite guy.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. Carla, thanks again. All the best to
thank
you.
Thank you.
And
made a kiss, Kara.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Kara, happy birthday
her.
To you, really.
Thank you.
We didn't get a chance
yes,
to
happy birthday.
Congratulate
thank
you and everything.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you don't look a day older, which is nice. So retain your youth as long as you can.
I'll do what I can. I'll
all right.
on it.
Okay, everybody. Thanks all for joining us. We'll be back here live tomorrow.
Been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.